Hey, I just got my teacher evaluation. Check out what this one student wrote. I loved Dr. Geller's class. Mind-blowing lectures. Dr. Geller, you are definitely the hottie of the paleontology department.
Hotties of the paleontology department. There's a big selling calendar.
Who wrote it?
Oh, I wish I knew, but the evaluations were all anonymous.
Hey, do you still have your final exams?
Yeah.
Oh, because you could just match the evaluation to the exam with the same handwriting, and boom, there's your admirer.
A hot girl's at stake, and all of a sudden, he's Rain Man.
Hey, wait a minute. Why are we so sure that this is a girl?
It's a girl. Anyway, it wouldn't matter, okay, because I'm a teacher. She's a student.
Oh, is that against the rules?
No, but it is frowned upon.
I see.
Besides, there's a big age difference.
Well, think of it like this. When you're 90...
I know. When I'm 90, she'll be like 80, and it won't seem like such a big difference.
Well, that's not what I was going to say at all. What I was going to say is when you're 90, you'll still have the memory of what it was like to be the 20-year-old. With who became a movie director?
Oh, yeah, Dana Keystone. She was in my movement class.
What's a movement class?
It's Taylor's way of pretending he didn't take mine.
Well, listen, anyway, she's directing the new Al Pacino movie. You gotta get me an audition.
Oh, I don't know, man. I haven't talked to her in like 10 years.
No, please, Taylor. I would owe you so much.
You do owe me so much.
You owe me $3,000. Why are you changing the subject? What? Will you make the call or what?
Okay, I'll try.
All right, thanks. You're the best. Now listen, the last day of auditions is Thursday. Okay, so I gotta get in there by Thursday. Okay, just remember Thursday. Thursday. Do you remember Thursday?
Yeah. So Tuesday.
Thursday. Look, if you need help remembering, just think of it like this: the third day. All right. Monday, one day. Tuesday, two day. Wednesday, when? Huh? What day? Thursday. The third day. Okay.
Thank you.
Hey, Mom, I'm going to check my messages.
You just thought of that in there?
Sure, you know, nature calls. She wanted to see who else did. Hello? Rachel?
There's someone in our apartment. Call the cops. You're on the phone. Oh, my God.
What?
Oh, my God. Thank you. But it was a fire department. There was a fire on our plane.
Oh, my God. How bad was it?
Well, you didn't tell me, but it was a fire. I'm guessing not very good.
Oh,
what are you smiling about? What is so funny? The part I want to audition for is a fireman.
This is so meant to be.
Wow. Looks like you were very generous with your grades this semester.
Dr. Geller?
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to say how much I enjoyed your class.
Oh, thank you. Thanks very much.
I'm a little embarrassed about calling you a hottie in my evaluation.
That was you?
Yeah, I felt a little weird about it. You're a teacher, I'm a student. But would you
maybe want
to go out with me sometime?
What? I don't think that would be the best idea.
Oh, because I was thinking, the semester is over. You're not my teacher anymore.
What time?
Oh, you know what? Forget it. I see you already gave me an A.
Gotcha.
I'm kidding!
Oh. So seriously, what time?
Okay, well, not so bad.
Yeah, most of the damage is pretty much contained in the bedroom.
Oh,
hey, honey. think I could borrow your uniform this Thursday?
Excuse me.
But Joey, he's working.
You would look good in that.
Oh, how bad is it?
Oh, bad. It's really bad. The only thing there that isn't burned is an axe, which I do not remember buying.
How's your room, Rich?
Everything's ruined. My bed, my clothes. Look at my favorite blue sweater.
Isn't that mine?
Fine. I'm sorry for your loss.
So, you're not going to be able to live here for a while. You ladies have a place to stay.
Wow. Okay. Look, pal. I am not in the mood to be hit on right now. But if you give me your number, I will call you some other time.
Yes, they can stay with us.
Have you figured out what started the fire, Mr. Fireman?
Well, do either of you smoke?
Not usually, but yeah, I could use one right now.
Do you light candles for an incense?
Yes, I do all the time. I love them. Oh, my God. I did it. It's me. It's me. I burned down the house. I burned down the house.
Okay, Jenny, calm down. There's no need to place blame. Okay? I warned her about this candle.
God, it's great to catch up. I can't believe how long it's been. Oh, that's great. Good for you. Okay, so, yeah, maybe we can get together, Can you hold on for 1 second, please? What?
Were you off the phone? Want to get a pizza?
Hi, I'm back. Yeah, that sounds great. Okay, well, we'll do it then. Okay, bye.
Mr. Fogg, when's my audition? I mean, I know it's Thursday, but what time?
We didn't get to the audition. I'm going to take her to coffee, and then we'll do it then.
Wow, so now you're going on a date with this girl?
Honey, it is not a date. I haven't talked to her in 10 years. You can't just call up somebody you haven't talked to in 10 years and ask them for a favor. There are rules, you know? You got to put in some time.
Right, I'm sorry. It's not like you're, you know, going on an ex-girlfriend.
No, we only went out once.
You dated her?
Not once.
Great, well, why do I have to go out with an ex-boyfriend, you know? And, you know, do Joey a favor.
Hey, you want to do Joey a favor? Maybe you go out with Joey.
Oh, that's great. My friend Joey's in the movie business.
Oh. You know who I ran into from school? Howie.
My friend's name is Joey.
Apparently, Howie's editing now. Yeah, he calls me up and asks me if he can edit my new movie. Do you believe that? Yeah, I haven't spoken to him in what, 10 years? And he asks me for a favor?
Yeah, I've always hated that Howie.
No, how you doing? I mean, I need a cup of coffee first.
The nerve, huh?
Yeah.
Refill?
Now, this is last minute, so I want to apologize for the mess, okay?
Oh, my God. Should have looked this way when I was here.
I know. Now, look, there's only one problem, though. There's only room for one, so I guess one of you will have to stay at Joey's.
Well, since the fire was kind of my fault, I guess you should get to stay here.
Hey, now, this was no one's fault, Thebes, okay? It was an accident.
Well, no, it was my fault, so you should get the nice room.
Okay! Great! You're the first guest at Hotel Monica.
Yeah!
You just have to tell me how you like your eggs in the morning.
Oh, my God, I thought I would bring them to you,
you know, in bed.
Oh, you've been through so much.
I have.
This, right here, is where I keep the pizza. And that's where the napkin is.
What's that smell?
The noodle.
Oh, please. It was such a big class. You never even noticed me.
Well, of course I did. You sat next to the sleepy sleepers.
Who?
I had trouble remembering everyone's name, so I kind of came up with nicknames. Like, the guy on the other side of you was Smelly Von Brownshirt.
Oh, yeah. So, did you have anything for me?
No.
Yes, you did. What was it?
It's Cutie McPretty.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Listen, I got to tell you, I'm having a great time. You know how before you said it might be weird, the whole student-teacher thing? And to be frank, I thought it would be too, but it's not. I mean, it's not at all.
Dr. Geller, Bert!
Well, last night?
I did. Yeah. I did. Martha was so sweet. She left a little hint on my pillow.
Joey left on my pillow?
Oh,
dumb.
Well, we determined the cause of the fire.
Yeah, I know. It was my candle, my handle.
No, there was an appliance left on in the bathroom. It looks like a curling iron.
I don't use a curling iron.
Well, someone does.
That wasn't me. Mine was straight. Straight.
Could have been a hair straightener.
Oh.
This is where I keep the pizza.
And hey, where'd the napkin go?
Yeah, there you go. I wouldn't want my best guest to strain your eyes.
Thanks, Monica.
Did that snow bother you?
The smell from Joey's? No, I can hardly smell it over here.
Well, you let me know if you can. If you know, I can bake a pie to cover it.
It's not a little.
Bake the pie.
Okay.
Hello? Oh, yes, one minute, please. It's for you. It's the fire inspector.
Oh. Hello?
Yeah, this is Phoebe.
Really?
Yeah, so it turns out that it wasn't the hair straightener that started the fire. No, it was the candles. Yeah, it's very not good leaving candles unattended. In fact, one of the first things they teach you in fire school is, okay, well, I have to go now.
Such a great time. I mean, she's incredible. I thought the age difference might be a problem, but it wasn't. It wasn't at all. Elizabeth is very mature for her age. A concept lost on some people.
So it's okay to date a student?
Well, not really. I mean, technically, it's not against the rules or anything, but it is frowned upon, especially by that professor we ran into last night, Judge Von Holier Than Thou.
Well, you just be careful, okay? You don't want to get a reputation as, you know, Professor McNeil's a student.
Yeah, what should I do?
Oh, Ross, it seems pretty clear. I mean, what's more important, what people think or how you feel? Huh? Ross, you got to follow your heart.
Joey, that is so sweet.
Hey, so, how do you think, Dana?
Any reason I should leave a block of time open, say, Thursday?
I couldn't do it.
You couldn't do it?
Relax. I just need more time. We're going to dinner tonight.
What? You're going out with her again?
Going out with who?
Dana Keystone from college.
Oh, yeah. Wouldn't she,
Not our friend Kathleen.
Oh.
Wait, you didn't even know her.
Yeah, whatever. Great story again. The yarns that you weave.
I should be going.
Oh, no, stay, because you should stay.
Wow. Oh, I am really flattered, but I don't feel that way about you.
Oh, no, that's not
wrong. I'm sorry, Taylor. You know, you are such a sweet guy, and I don't want to hurt you. Oh, I wish there was something I could do to make you feel better.
No, well, really?
Of course.
Well, it just hurts so bad,
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, maybe there's one thing you can do.
What? Anything.
Well, I mean, this is just off the top of my head now. But I have this friend, this actor friend, and he would kill me if he thought I was doing this. Would it be possible for him to get an audition for your movie, say, on Thursday?
Absolutely. But you really feel better about me rejecting you if your actor friend can audition for my movie?
Well, the heart wants what it wants. I'll see you later.
Thank you. it going?
Well, not much has changed in the last 5 minutes.
Yes, it has. I made cookies.
Oh, that's right. I'm still full from your homemade potato chips.
Oh. But you should eat them now because they're hot from heaven.
No, but not here.
Can't even beg, remember? No point.
No. Hey, I'll be out in a second, Kelly.
What are you doing? This doesn't lock, does it?
Oh, Joey, sorry.
Oh, it's all right. Don't worry about it.
No, but look. Oh, that's going to leave a stain.
Rich, hey, it's fine. You're at Joey's.
Really?
Yeah, look.
Oh.
Yeah.
I've never lived like this before.
I know.
All right, well, don't waste it. I mean, it's still food.
What do you want to do now? You want to go get a drink?
I can't.
Oh, you have some studying to do?
No, I have some turning 21 to do.
You know, I remember when I was in college, we used to just go.
What are you doing?
Nothing. I'm so comfortable with you.
Do you want to be seen with me?
What? No, of course I do. Are they gone?
No, they're still here, but I think I'm about to leave.
What? No, wait. What? You're right. This is stupid. Who cares what people think? I mean, we like each other, right? There's nothing wrong with that. Come on. Bert? Lydia? Mel? This is Elizabeth.
Hi. Aren't you in my popular culture class?
That's right, Lydia. Elizabeth here is a student, and we're dating. And you may frown upon that, but we're not going to hide it anymore.
You are so fired.
What?
They're going to fire you. You can't date a student. It's against the rules.
Really? So that's just frowned upon?
Oh.
I love it, Joey!
Nice! Joey, busy Thursday?
Oh, very funny. I don't know if you remember, but my audition was supposed to be Thursday.
You got me the audition? Oh, I'm fucking up!
Oh, yeah, okay. Hey, what are you going to do to me if you get the part?
Hey, hi. Kristen. Yeah, okay, I need to talk to you.
Uh-huh.
Now, I know that they said that the hair straightener started the fire, but I think I'm partly at fault. You see, I didn't tell you, but I had recently refilled the tissue. And so, you know, let's take the dentist, England. So, I think it's better that I stay at Joey's.
No, Phoebe, this was my fault. Besides, you know what? I'm fine here.
Okay. Oh, Chandler, Monica is looking for you.
Really?
Yeah, she said something about crummies.
No, I was so careful.
Okay, you have to switch with me. Monica is driving me crazy.
That's right. All the ladies want to stay at Joey's.
No, come on, I don't wash the way you please. Come on, I can throw wet paper towels here.
No, but at Monica's, you can eat cookies over the sink.
I know. I'm sorry.
All right, fine. It's like so much fun.
God, what a mess.
Wow, it actually is in the handbook. I can't date you or have a hot plate in my office. I can't believe we have to stop seeing each other.
For what it's worth, I did appreciate you standing up for me. It felt really nice. Kind of made me like you even more.
I know. I really like you too, but we can't date. It's against the rules. It's forbidden.
Wow.
What?
Hearing you describe it as forbidden, it's really hot.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I don't care how hot it is. It's wrong.
Stop it.
No, it's wrong. It's naughty. It's taboo.
Shut the book.
Let's also get a hot plate.
Hey. So?
It's Thursday. How was the audition?
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Wednesday.